Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering? Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp, April 27, 2023. We're almost in May. We're almost at the half point in the year. Spring is upon us. Summer is knocking at the door. Sun's out, guns out. Black people use sunblock. I learned the hard way that you can burn. Welcome to the off-ramp show for the people, by the people, that buys the people. So where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. He was popping in these streets. He was going on in your hood, my hood, all the hoods across the country. See how life's treating you. We talk about the ups and downs, the goods, the bads. We laugh, we joke. Talk our shit, but we hide the names of the people to protect the innocent. I don't want anybody getting fired. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and start the show. If you want to call in 929-477-3975, you can hit us up on the socials. We on Twitch now. We live streaming. I think the Twitch is a Beach Bum Gun, but we got to change that to the off-ramp one of these days. But we'll get there. Let's get right to it. DJ C-Sire, welcome to the off-ramp. Watching the draft tonight. You excited?
No.
No? You nervous? Why are you nervous? They're not even going to play for 4 months.
Why does that hat look like that?
That's the big hat from the NFL guy that sells them.
Oh, that's awful.
I like them.
No, it's awful. Like, is it supposed to look ridiculous?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'd be great for my dress.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really mean anything right now. You know what I'm saying? It could be a great choice or a dud, and we'll just, you know, so what does it mean? I mean, but it's good. I'm glad to see young people.
Look at all them people at the draft.
Young people, reach their goals.
Look at all them people to watch somebody get picked that you don't know is going to be good or not. Yeah. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
But it's always exciting to see what new players come to your team. Well, DJ Shisan, you doing good?
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on the off-ramp. I got my man M Extra Money in the building. M Extra, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
I am good. Glad to be here. Been in action for several weeks. Good to be here, though. It's nice.
Well, good to have you. Good to have you as always. I got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here with you. I won't say young black people, but with you people. I mean, I ain't going to call y'all young or black. I don't know how y'all identify. But, yeah, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good stuff. I got a I don't recognize the number. Who number is this? I got somebody. What is that? Atlanta area code? 678?
No.
Who that? Who that going to say they're going to beat them Saints? 678, you live on the off?
Yeah, this is Jekyll.
Who?
Jekyll.
Oh, what's up, man?
I'm good.
Oh, good to have y'all back on. Good to have y'all back on. Is my big cousin with you? You out here, Dolo?
Well, I'm over here, but I think he's over in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Dallas, Georgia.
Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. We're glad to have you on the off ramp as always. Y'all know the rules. Feel free to jump in whenever you want, but when you're not speaking, keep yourself on mute to reduce the background noise. And that's pretty much it. Try to be respectful, but if you don't understand, you're probably going to get disrespect back, and I'm going to let it happen. So that just is what it is. All right, so we got the draft. First off, we should say rest in peace to Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer was an icon.
You gonna say Jerry Springer before Harry Belafonte?
I mean, Harry Belafonte, old.
He's a fat one, bro.
Fish.
Look, I mean, I'm getting to Harry Belafonte, but let's be honest. Jerry Springer had more of an impact on my life than Harry Belafonte. No disrespect to that man. He's a frat brother. I'm sure he was a great human. His story is incredible. I read the Sidney Poitier book. Harry Belafonte is part of it. Hey, watch y'all background noise. For people my age, Jerry Springer was the shit. Like, it was Jerry Springer, and it was Oprah, and it was Maury. Right? I'm going to get to Harry. No disrespect to the OG.
Okay,
triple OG. OG triple. Triple OG. But I'm just representing for the white Jews, man. We just celebrated them killing Jesus. Now I'm trying to give them some love. Jerry Springer, a mayor. You know Ohio has to be awful.
Hey, I'm talking about...
Hey, shout out to Toledo. We got family out there. DJ C. Sire got family out there. So, Jerry, I'm starting with Jerry Springer. I'll let y'all, if y'all want to talk about Harry Belafonte afterwards, you're more than welcome. Jerry Springer, rest in peace, man. Icon in the talk show world. The first ridiculous show. That was the talk show. Like, I didn't watch Oprah, and that was the whole, those two were the powerful ones, but.
Those two?
Yeah, talk show hosts.
Who two?
Jerry Springer and Oprah.
Donahue and Oprah.
Donahue was better? I remember Ricky Blake. I mean, I tapped
Donahue and Oprah were the two biggest talk shows.
Bigger than Jerry?
Yeah.
No, Jerry had to get better ratings than Jerry was the first, like, mess.
Yeah, mess, trash.
But everybody loved that. Donahue and Oprah were serious.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Jerry was a mess. I bet you he got more. I mean, we realize that's why we love Trump, because he's a mess. Right? All right, well, that's just my opinion. I just want to say rest in peace, Jerry Springer. DJ C. Simon, what you got on Jerry Springer? Anything good? Or you don't care that he did?
I mean, I care that whatever a soul is transitioned, but...
Did you care when Adolf Hitler died?
I wasn't around then.
Oh.
It is what it is. I mean, you know, rest in peace to that man.
I'm extra.
I watched the show a couple times. It got ridiculous. It got ridiculously... I mean, it was already ridiculous, and how do you become more ridiculous? It did. So, at that point, I had to... Not watching.
Yo, the you are not the father is a staple. And Max, did you watch Jerry Springer?
Yeah, I mean, any person, I guess, besides DJ C. Siren that grew up in the 90s, in high school, I mean, that 3 o'clock show was like you just wanted to go home just to watch that if you didn't have sports. You had a... actually opportunity to actually watch that joint. I mean, that was just classic. At least that's when it came on for me. But so, yeah, I mean, definitely rest in peace, you know, to Jerry Springer. I kind of with you in terms of, you know, do you care or not? Obviously, Harry Belafonte played a huge role in your life, even though you don't believe so, just by the impact he did. For the work that happened before you came out of your dad's nutsack. But The person that I will not mention is the person who also died, and I don't know if you're going to get there or not, because you know, you mentioned it. It's the person who died out in the tail, so I don't think her name needs to be mentioned, but I think she got a whole place in hell waiting for her. But back to Jerry Springer, though, shout out to him, man. He was definitely impactful. I think he set a lot of trends, and I think that he also – I think he definitely beat Donahue numbers. I agree with that. I think he definitely was a bigger name. The fights, just the cheating. Like, I think he set the stage for a lot of reality TV that followed after his show. So definitely was impactful.
Yeah, Harry Belafonte ain't do nothing good for me except for Make the Beatles You Song. I honestly just learned that this morning.
Yeah.
Blur, what you got on Jerry Springer?
Sad to see the legend go. I mean, it's weird, like, you see certain people who, like, revolutionize an industry or a sector. I feel like he revolutionized. I don't know if revolutionized. I think that's the appropriate word for what he did to daytime talk television. Like, we don't have He Is Not the Father. Or He Is the Father. We don't have that without Jerry Springer. Like, we don't have a lot of stuff. We might not have Housewives and all that stuff if Jerry Springer doesn't do what Jerry Springer does. Like, he literally changed the game for television and specifically for daytime television. Yeah, he created a whole nother lane on what was acceptable, what people liked. It's funny, I saw an interview he was doing. I think he got an award for something. And he talked about, like, he might be going to hell. This is what, I mean, obviously, before he died, he was talking about, hey, when he died, no, it was sad, but he said, hey, he said it jokingly, but it was something like, I hope hell isn't as bad as they say. Because he says he feels like that's where he's going for what he contributed or what he did with his show.
Well,
like, he was fully aware that it was mess, it was garbage TV, or it became that. It didn't start out that way, obviously. But he won. He's an Emmy Award-winning TV personality before he did what he went on to become. Sad to see him go.
Okay. Jekyll, you got anything on Jerry Springer?
No. So let me get this straight. You guys think that... Jerry Springer, a reality show host, did more for you than Harry Belafonte, an activist, a black activist?
No, M. Extra misheard me. I said Jerry Springer had more of an impact on my life. Not when it comes to rights and rules. I'm just talking about as a youth watching TV. Harry Belafonte.
I still think he has a bigger impact. Than Jerry Springer.
I mean, if you're talking about
you just don't understand
that we can have that discussion. But I wasn't an actor. I'm not a thespian. Harry Belafonte was cool. I understand he did a lot for black folks. Don't get me wrong.
Well, no. He was not just a thespian. He was right beside Martin Luther King.
Yeah, John Lewis, all of them.
Everybody.
I mean, a lot of people. Martin Luther King. He wasn't out by himself.
Well, we're not going to have this conversation.
I mean, I don't know how y'all can have this argument. Damn, the Falcons got Bijan.
Damn it.
I mean, I wasn't trying to say that Jerry Springer's a better person than Harry Belafonte. I wasn't trying to turn this into a versus. I was trying to get through Jerry Springer and then talk about Harry Belafonte.
As a child looking at TV, I'm pretty sure I was probably impacted more by Springer than Harry Belafonte. But it's a generation. I mean, I don't think I've watched any movie he's been in. I mean, Beach One Gun mentioned Beetlejuice, yes. Probably the only Harry Belafonte song I can sing is Deo, okay? So,
I mean, my mom was going like Harry Belafonte, not me.
I don't even think your mom would. I still think it's older.
Her father wasn't even in color.
But appreciate
and he was colored.
What he did.
Don't
as...
step on my joke.
I'll always step on your joke because you're always telling your joke when I'm talking.
I mean, she's trying to come to your defense, and you ain't even letting her come to your defense.
I don't care about
my defense. I'm trying to crack jokes.
But not, and that doesn't take away for appreciating what he did for the civil rights movement and et cetera, et cetera. We can't really take away from that. But truthfully, I think I was more interacting with
Julius.
Or, you know, probably more, I guess, more, I'm sorry, I can't think of the word now.
I'm distracting my wife. My kid wants to see the Eagles pick. So, so no curses.
Of just recently when they kind of put him with Zendaya and Colin Kaepernick and things like that, kind of bringing it around for generations of you know, activists. But at the time, you could have asked me this in the 90s? No. No, wasn't really talking.
You just said you didn't watch Jerry Springer.
I can see.
What?
I don't know.
But
all right, Jack,
you didn't watch Jerry Springer.
We'll have this argument.
I did watch Jerry Springer, but it was a mess. I was embarrassed by it, and I thought this was a mess. But I watched it. But it
gave
me
heartburn.
Jerry Springer. Or I want to talk about Harry Belafonte, but y'all turned this into a versus. So I was trying to make them separate.
No, I don't have anything else on him.
All right, Jack.
Yeah,
you got
me heartburn. That's all.
So,
I mean, that he's hilarious. I mean, like just seeing all that stuff and making jokes with my friends because. He's iconic. Like, he's one of those guys. My mom was saying, what about his name? Geraldo?
Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really watch.
Yeah,
I watched Geraldo, Jerry Springer.
I watched more Geraldo than I watched probably Jerry Springer, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of any of that stuff, but I'd rather watch Jerry Springer just because it was entertainment. Like, the other stuff was too serious.
Yeah, I mean, the fight, the dudes dancing across the floor when they said he wasn't the father, like, all that stuff, like, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Okay. All right, and we got Big Cuz. What you got, Jerry Springer, man? What you think about Jerry Springer?
Jerry Springer, they definitely made their money. Even the other guy, Steve, he got a spinoff of that. He used to be his bodyguard on the show. Now he's got his own show. So it played on people's emotions. And people want, like to see his crazy shows. The biggest whatever he would have up there, the craziest, the, you know, is this your baby, not your baby? Like I said, dancing across the floor, if they find it's not their child. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
not the baby.
And then the women fighting and taking their clothes off. They used to rip clothes off each other, trying to get to somebody. Yeah, that was crazy stuff. So he gave it a new phase of entertainment TV. Yeah.
All right, cool.
You forgot, people used to flash themselves on that show too. Yeah, he started Girls Gone Wild for real. When you think about it, Girls Gone Wild started because of Jerry Springer.
All right, now that we got to that, Harry Belafonte died. a great man. All types of, what we get? Eagles and Bears straight. All right, through all types of great musician. Again, like MX Your Money said, you know, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity brother. Definitely a great actor, political humanitarian. Like just lived a great life. He wasn't Bohemian. That was Sidney Cordell. He was Jamaican, right by the beach, boy. But so he passed away. Very storied career, very active career. Like, you know, you're talking about somebody's life from, you know, going through so much things dealing with America, especially in the, you know, late 60s and 50s. It's just a story life, man. So y'all got anything? I know y'all tried to compare him against Jerry Springer with me, and I wasn't trying to do that. But, you know, is there anything y'all, Harry Belafonte died. Blair, you got anything on Harry as I watch the Eagles pick? Because that's more important.
You keep shitting on Harry Belafonte, man. I don't know what's up with him. I don't know what he did to you, bro.
They don't like me like this, yo. Oh, we got Chicago.
Go ahead. Well, go ahead, Blair. What you got on Harry? I'm just saying, I don't know what Harry Belafonte did to you, man. Like, I go for it. I understand what you're saying. Like, I knew the name Harry Belafonte. Someone put once before, it's like, you know you're big when people know your name, but they don't know what you do. I knew Harry Belafonte's name before I knew anything about Harry Belafonte or what he did. It wasn't until later in life when you start, I mean, just doing your own research, where you actually start learning, like, people's impact. But, it's just like, again, it's like another, just like, yeah, sad to see the legend go. I mean, a nice, long, full life, but, yeah, sad.
Yeah, sad. Definitely is. Big Cuz, you got anything on Harry?
No, you said it all. I mean, his record shows it all. He did a lot of great things. He did some great movies back in the day, breaking barriers. Supported the civil rights movement, had some fine daughters.
he gave us a role model other than our fathers. He gave us another role model, as well as, like, just like, you know, Sidney Poitier. I mean, those are the role models that I looked at and looked up to when I was growing up and learned how to address certain things with, you know, with the rest of, you know, with the rest of my brothers and sisters. But, and then too, I think the impact he had on me is I have Jamaican roots and he kind of sounded like my dad.
Oh, okay. Good stuff.
He was definitely a role model for us. They didn't have very many role models on television or television. That was the only way we got out to the rest of the world. Unless, there's our parents and our, you know, grandparents that, and uncles that took us to different places, but that was how we got out. That's how we understood what the rest of the world was like. Is people like Harry Belafonte and the like.
Okay. MX, what you got? MX, what you got on Harry?
I mean, besides what everybody said, I think a lot of people focus on what, because that's how, you know, he did make a lot of, he got famous behind his music, but a few people know that, like, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King wasn't getting paid a lot, so he bankrolled that whole King. Like, he gave, like, he used to pay Dr. Martin Luther King, right, to do that. He also bankrolled SNCC, which started Selma, the boycott, and the Selma, the Montgomery to Selma movement, right? He, using his influence and money, basically bankrolled the civil rights movement. So that's what I meant when I was saying that, you know, he had a bigger influence on your life, because literally, if without his money, I don't know how successful they would have been back in the day. I mean, literally, I'm talking about like $80,000, $50,000 to bail King out of the Birmingham jail when he got arrested. Like, I mean, he had a hell of a lot of impact when he wasn't out in the front, because he was just bankrolling the jail. And, when I got the chance to hear him speak about these stories and all the stuff that he was talking about, he was doing at our centennial Beast Farm, like, it's those kind of things are, like, really, like, talked about, right? But that was his impact. And so while we honor Dr. Martin Luther King and even John Lewis and all this other kind of stuff, like he was the money behind it. So, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. It's like that impact is real. So,
Very true.
Good information. Jack, you got anything? Do you even know who Harry Belafonte is? You're young, man.
I do not. I'm hearing good things, though.
I'm hearing good things.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. New York, New York, welcome to the off-ramp. You got anything on Harry? You missed the Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I missed so much. I don't have anything on this topic because I came more late.
Okay. All right. Make sure y'all mute y'all background, man. I'm getting some feedback. So unless you're ready to jump in, mute your phones. There we go. That sounds a lot better. All right, man. So we got the rest of the people.
My bad. I gotta say rest in peace to that man. I didn't know he died. Wow, that's crazy.
Harry Bell.
Yeah. Rest in peace to him.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Yeah. Yeah, glad to have you here. So, M Extra, you said somebody else died. Who are you talking about?
The woman who snitched on Emmett Till. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to give her that. But, yeah.
Why passed away too.
Because I'm not, because I don't want to uplift her. Like, I mean, she, you know what I mean? Like, she never got punished for the crime that she did, and my man Emmett Till got fucking brutally murdered, yo. No one was charged still, and she was like, and then, you know what, the funny, what's crazy is, and it's the crazy how this world is, right, but you got people dying, right, that live great lives early, right, for no fault, but just, I don't know, some genes and shit, and she gets to live until she's like 89 years old after she did what she did, but you know what I'm saying, you got all these people dying young. And then she gets to live until she's like 80-something. And she fucked up somebody's life forever and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to give her a name. I'm not going to say her name. You can say her name, but I'm not going to say her name.
I don't know.
But that's just my thing.
But do you want her to be forgotten or do you want her to be remembered for what she did?
I just want her to disappear in history, I guess, at this point, right? Because, I mean, just kind of disappeared, right? She did spark it, but I want to make it more about Emmett Till than her, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like it's weird, I guess, because I see what you're saying. Like I want us to always know that, you know what I mean, this is what happened during that time when someone could just lie about some shit and then cause somebody to get lynched. But I don't want to give her no other mentions. I don't want to give her a mention, I guess.
If you're her kids, you got to change your name, right?
Oh, shit. I
you got to change it. Well, yeah. I don't think she's that popular. I still don't know what her name is. But, all right, let me just add, I mean, because you just had me stumble on a good topic. A lady like that who accused Emmett Till of touching her when he didn't. Emmett Till brutally murdered. She keeps the secret. And then before she dies, she comes out. Hey, make sure y'all mute our background. She comes out later on in life and says, I lied. All this shit happened. And she said, yo, my bad. I fucked up. I lied. Do you want that person to be remembered or forgotten, DJ Kisar? I just think it's a tough question. So I just want to know what you think.
We need to, I mean, that's history. Like, you know, it was just that easy of someone to make up a lie and it'd be the death sentence of someone. So, you know, no, I'm going to remember you. I remember exactly what wrong you did and, you know, and would not tell the truth until everyone involved was dead and gone.
Okay, so you want her to be remembered, but you want everybody dead.
Yeah, I mean, a remembrance is not, I mean, not a tribute to her, but no.
Yeah, I mean, just because you remember somebody, I mean, we remember Hitler.
Yeah.
Because he's the most evil person I know, so it's just easy to relate to him. You know, he killed a kid. But, he killed a young black kid. Like, you're in that Hitler list to me.
And I'm just for the sake of the show. Just for the
even
sake
the black
of the show.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, for the sake of the show, and for those who don't, and her name was Carolyn Bryant Donham.
Carolyn?
Yeah. Bryant.
That's
Donham.
Great. Love that name.
She came out, but she still got to live to see 88 years old. I feel like, you know, she deserved an early death. That's how I feel, if I'm being honest.
What if that? Well, let me go through and get everybody's opinion on that. Blur usually has good thoughts on this. Blur, what you think? Do you want to remember her name, or do you want her to be forgotten in history?
It's weird because I mean I don't think for a long time people didn't know her name. I don't think it's kind of like you don't want the act to be forgotten. You don't want Emmett Till to be forgotten, but I think we can do that without remembering her. It could just be a white woman. So, I mean, she's lived all this time, I don't think, in anonymity. I can't think of the word.
Anonymity,
but how do you live? You live in anonymity? I don't know. So she lived that way without any problem, without anyone recognizing her or knowing who she was up until now. So, I mean, and we've been able to keep Emmett Till's memory alive. We've been able to remember what happened, remember what she did. So I don't see no problem with that continuing on. Like, we don't have to have her name tied to his. And I think if we big up or, I don't say not big up, but if we put her name, keep using her name out there, then it just ties it to his, which I don't think, I personally don't think we need to do that. I think we could just remember him, what happened to him, and let her memory fade into obscurity.
Interesting. Jekyll, what
I
you
agree.
Got? Jekyll, you still out there? Oh, is that it? I thought that was an extra. Jekyll,
yeah,
is that
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I'm here, man. Nah, man, I'm up here. Listen to this topic. It's a hard topic to talk about, man. It's history. It's going to need to be written in the book. It needs to be known. It needs to be talked about. And it's a horrible, just one of those turning chapters that, you know, made the whole civil rights movement get fire behind it and try to make things equal for us. Yeah.
All right. Heckle, what about you?
That's all I got.
Okay. Jack, you got anything?
I mean, I remember in, like, high school, we watched a documentary about everything that happened, and I saw the pictures, and I went on a trip, went to the museum and saw everything. And it, I mean, yeah, it's a big part of history. I agree when he said I don't think her name should be remembered, but what she did should be remembered, like that white woman, not her name per se. I agree with that.
Okay. New York.
Yeah, I think my opinion echoes everybody else. Like, I don't think that she should. I think, like, saying that she should be remembered, just like, I don't know, that's not what I want to say. I think that as part of history, the what she did should be remembered more than she should be remembered, a part of, like, what she did, yeah, more say than her name or whatever, because I feel like, if you remember her, you give her some type of, like, accolades or something like that. So I think history-wise, we need to remember what she did, and while we're telling that story, what happened to Emmett Till.
right. Everybody get a chance to get in? Because I'm done serious and out. We done with the serious stuff?
Yep. Well, she was an accessory to murder. I mean, she's an accessory to murder. So she should be known for being an accessory to murder.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Should she be remembered? Should she be forgotten? That's why I think it's a tough conversation to have. I just think it's interesting.
Yep.
Like, even if you say, yeah, she should be.
Yeah, I, that's my take. She should be remembered as an accessory to murder.
I'm good with that. Yep. All right. Let's get to some of the fun stuff. Rest in peace to all those people except for Caroline. Caroline, look, Andre 3000 made a song about her. He told her shit don't stink. Hey, the tank fight. Yeah, I don't.
He says her shit don't stink.
Come on, y'all. Don't question me on Outkast. You know better.
What did you just say?
Tank had a fight in Vegas. Her Vegas was popping. Devontae Davis. He's a lightweight fighter from Baltimore. He's beat up people in Miami in the streets. He's been alleged to have physical altercations with his woman. But don't nobody want no problems with that man, because that man can fight. Had a big fight this weekend. They thought it was going to be one of those showstoppers with some dude that I never really heard of. I mean, I know he's a good fighter. I forgot his name already. Who got his name real quick? I want to introduce
Ryan
the topic.
Ryan Garcia.
Yeah,
Garcia.
And it was built to be a huge fight. Garcia got the height, the weight, the reach. He was an up-and-coming fighter. He was 25-0. Garcia is like 22-0.
24 and 27. I think it's 24 and 27.
Yeah, both undefeated fighters hitting the ring. And Tank just fought like a month ago, or it felt like a month ago. It was like 2 months ago. And Tank hit him with an early shot in the face, pause, knocked him down. I was like, oh, man, he might not get up from that, because it was square, too. But give it to Garcia. He came out. He was still aggressive. And then Tank hit him with a shot in his rib cage that probably moved half of his middle body, and it was over. And I don't know. I thought it was a good fight, 7 rounds. You know, you kind of want it to be a battle. But I think both fighters showed that they're good fighters. I think, you know, Garcia, you know, his thing was that he was aggressive, and sometimes it opened him up, sometimes to land them shots. You know, you got to open yourself up a bit, and Tank proved that he's still, you know, these dudes are 135 pounds, y'all. Like, I ain't been 135 since about fourth grade. And the sheer power that these kids, well, especially Tank, like Tank has a lot of power to be 135. I was impressed, man. I thought it was a good fight. I think they will end up fighting again as they both get older. I don't think this is the end for Garcia. But Tank's on the tear, man. He's on the tear, and it's impressive. New York, did you watch the fight?
Yeah, I watched the fight. I thought it was a good fight. Like, round one, you know what I mean? You know, people getting used to each other, you know what I mean? Measuring up the distance, sizing people up. Yeah, when it came to the round two, I really did like the explosiveness of Ryan Garcia in that round. Like, he was definitely getting the best of Tank. But I was like, man, I was like, I hope he don't make the wrong decision. He made the wrong decision. And then, like, you know what I mean, caught him with that overhand. I think it was the overhand left. Put him down on his feet. After he sat him down like that, he didn't do that stupid shit no more. He wasn't acting like that in the round three or previous round. I mean, the after rounds that came after that. But, yeah, nah, like, that was a good fight. All leading up to the seventh to that, look, that, man, that shape-shifting body shot, man. Like, oh, my goodness. I love that fight. I wanted to see to actually go the distance, but... Well, I know he hit him in that. Oh, man, yeah. That's it. Anybody down, for real.
Yeah, that was tough. That was definitely Definitely crazy, Blur. You watched the fight? I know you had a busy weekend. You was in the streets.
Was that this weekend? That was a fast weekend. Well, initially. I saw I didn't watch it live. I saw the highlights, and I caught it on the stream. It was a good fight, though. I ain't gonna front. It was a good fight. I think like everyone else, I ain't really know too much about Ryan Garcia going in. I knew he was undefeated, I believe. But, I mean, I've seen Gervonta Davis fights before. So, I mean, I kind of had expectations on how that would go. And I think it kind of went exactly how I was, I would say, predicting, but exactly how I thought it would go. I felt like if Ryan Garcia was really like that, I would have had more knowledge of him. Like, he would have entered into my zeitgeist. Like, he would have been on my algorithm had he been like that, if he was really going to be a possible threat. So, I mean, if I was a betting man, I would have put money on Gervonta Davis. I mean, I don't know if it would have been a big payout, but I feel like everybody was going for Davis. And I think it went exactly as planned or exactly how everyone predicted.
Okay. M-Extra, what you got on the fight?
Vegas was live. That was crazy. 420 and the fight. You know, so many people in Vegas. But obviously, I thought it was going to be, you know, like one of those like Marvin Hagler. It just smelled like a Hagler versus Litter fight, and where everybody thought Hagler was winning, and then Litter pulled out the decision. That's why I said it on Facebook. I just thought that was going to be it. One, because if you looked at all the other tank fights before he knocked Adams out, he always lost early rounds. He was losing early rounds in this fight before he got the knockout in the second. That body blow, bro. I mean, you got to appreciate Tank for being so small. In the last two fights, he was his height, because he was only about 5'7". So the dudes were taller and they had a long reach. And he finds a way to work the body to sit both of them down. Like, he sat both of those fighters down by body shot, and he picked his spot too, because I felt like he was losing the last fight he fought too, until he did that. And it's a testament to how skilled of a boxer he is, that, you know, because even before the final shot, like, he was getting roughed up a little bit. Like, I mean, he was ducking, dodging, weaving, and then just saw opening and took the jump. Like, that's where his true skill comes in, where he's just able to endure a lot of, just be patient enough just to know where he needs to land his punches and being able to execute. So, yeah, it was a great time. Great time in Vegas and great time. So it was a good fight for me. I wish it would have went the distance, though.
Okay. Jack, what you got? You sleep on my couch on the fight.
I was, but me and my boys were talking about it because I saw the highlights. And, I mean, it's crazy. Like, he did have hype on Tank, but, I mean, Tank is a beast. Like, he's shorter, so he's stocky. He got more muscle. So when he hit him, did you see his nose, like, started to bleed a little bit, like, really getting hit like that by a professional boxer? And in your organs, like, yeah, that must be crazy. Yeah, we were talking about how he was doing a lot. What's his name? The other guy, not Tank.
First.
Yeah, so he was just doing a lot. He was doing a little too much. He had the length on him, and he was connecting some combos, and I guess he thought he had him a little bit, so he tried to try to get a little closer, but that wasn't the way to go.
Yeah, it's tough. Definitely tough. Heckle and Jekyll, what y'all got? Did y'all watch the fight?
Missed it.
Somebody said he was 5'7". I don't think he's 5'7", because I saw him next to somebody 5'7". He looked like a midget. You got to be shorter. You got to be smaller than that.
I think that's what they list him as, 5'7", but I don't.
Yeah, let me check.
He never really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah,
it's yeah, how people fight like that though. Because I see a 5'6".
Yeah.
Oh,
he's 5'5".
Oh, okay.
5'5". Okay. I see a 5'5", 135-pound man. I think I'm going to mop the floor with him. That man
right.
might put me to sleep. But he got that crazy look. You know when you got that look? He got that look where, you know, like you know his chromosomes ain't linking. And that's why he's such a good fighter. I want no problems with him.
Yeah, kind of that Mike Tyson look.
Yeah, there you go. Same thing, you know. Where, like,
yep.
you know, when Mike's happy, he's happy. But when he's upset, like, you don't want to be around. Watch
y'all
yep. background noise. Maybe y'all mute. One of y'all sound like y'all eating, like, chips or something.
My bad.
So that's it. I guess that's it on the Tank fight. I didn't want to put your personal business out there, MX. But, yeah, you was in Vegas. Anything you want to tell us? Anything you want to, you know, I don't want to, like I said, I won't put your personal business out there, but you enjoy Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas was live, man. It was crazy. Crazy stuff. I went to go see that Michael Jackson one show called Usher. Usher, yo, I'll tell you what. I mean, I don't know what the
Jackson,
next topic is. Huh?
You saw Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. He's dead.
Yeah, they have a show like called The One, which he sings all the songs and there's a little hologram. Not to give it all away, but that was a pretty good show. It wasn't what I thought, but it was a pretty good like show made up by like Cirque du Soleil type of feel or vibe. But the Usher show, that I mean, star studded event. Jermaine was there, you know what I mean? Nelly was there. A whole lot of other people were there. Baby was there. The baby was there. Saw Paul Pierce at the bar, same bar I was at. Yeah, so it's a lot of people in town. A lot of people in town. I will say this, though. I mean, like I said, I don't know what the next topic is, but Usher, that man put on the show. And I realized afterwards that he has a catalog. Like, I don't know. People say Chris Brown could go up against him in versus. I don't know. I don't think so. I think Usher smokes Chris Brown. Like, huh?
No, there's only one person battle Usher. We just not allowed to talk about
who?
Robert.
Oh, R. Kelly?
He just had a concert
probably.
Too, apparently.
Yeah, probably. That's probably it. Only R. Kelly. Because, I mean, I'm talking about, I mean, he played songs I forgot was his. Like, that's how, I was like, damn, he that's his song? Like, goddamn. Like, yeah, like, it was, he got a catalog.
Okay. Yeah, but, sorry, you was jumping in. Our hologram, he did the Tupac joint.
Wait, who did the Tupac joint? I missed that.
The Tupac hologram. Tupac started all this.
Yeah, you said somebody did one.
I thought you just said R. Kelly had a concert, too.
It was like a prison concert, unless it was AI. I saw a bunch of pictures and film, like, performing with, like, to the prison, like, putting on a little show for all the inmates.
It was AI.
Y'all didn't see that picture? It was AI?
It was AI. It was not real.
I didn't see that picture.
Yeah, he wasn't in a jumpsuit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He was AI.
He
was in a jumpsuit.
Yeah, he was in a jumpsuit. It looked like he was in the yard, and everybody was watching him sing.
It's not real.
Nah, this AI getting crazy.
Oh,
this AI,
AI
getting crazy. I don't know what's real and what's not no more. Oh, my goodness. I really thought they held that.
They're ignoring that, but yes.
y'all had R. Kelly Cronin in the bing, yo. step. But yeah, I mean, just get back on it on the topic. Yeah, I mean, I think Donnell Jones could battle Usher, but I'm in the minority. I know that. But I don't think there's anybody who has, including Michael Jackson.
You
I don't
think
know who else has?
You think who could battle Usher?
Donnell Jones. Who that? Who that on the line? Who we got? Who snuck in here? You ain't gonna say your name to the people before you speak?
I thought you were intentionally not announcing me on here. This is Andrea.
Oh,
I can't remember what my nickname is.
What was your nickname? We're just gonna call you Doc tonight. But yeah, Donnell Jones, the greatest R&B artist of all time.
Yeah, see, now you're going too far.
I mean,
I said I was 40. I said I was in the minority. Like, I fully understand that no one's going to agree with me, but I give y'all the verses on the iPod. We go song for song with Usher and Donnell. I guess I have y'all rocking.
What song you leading out with Donnell Jones? Just what song you going to just pop off on?
Oh, second. But.
Huh?
I mean, I can always start with You Know What's Up with the Rest in Peace with Left Eye. I get the vibe going. Don't let me drop Shorty Have Got Her Eyes on Me. Somebody might get pregnant. Look, we're not going to have that tonight. This ain't the forum. But whatever y'all want to do, you get your favorite R&B artist. Now, look, Usher has by far the better career. I understand that. He's probably got 300 songs out there. Donnell, I probably got about 100. But I'm going to lose the game if we do more than 20. But if we do 20, oh, I can battle with anybody with Donnell. And don't let me have some candles and whiskey.
Man, Brian McKnight was smashed. Brian McKnight was smashed Donnell, bro.
No, you won't.
She's still using my pictures for her advertising.
Brian McKnight was smashed on.
No, you won't. Brian McKnight ain't even close. Maybe the old heads, like just some aunties. But that's about
he
it.
Was our generation. How young do you think you are, bro?
I'm young. Brian McKnight ain't really our generation. You older than me. Our generation.
Bro.
You almost the same thing, yo.
So you're all representing Brian McKnight is not in our generation.
I mean, I don't know how old Brian McKnight is.
It doesn't have anything to do with when he was out. He was out in the 90s.
But his target audience
he was 90s.
Yeah, but I'm talking about his target
audience. Beef on Gun is trying to say his music was for an older audience.
Like, Luther was popular when we were in high school. We were his audience. That's why he was in the woods.
That's
the 70s.
Wait.
And Brian McKnight are totally two different things, bro. Come on. You can't.
So, like, are we arguing the catalog? Like, are we arguing the catalog or the target audience? Like, I'm confused. What are we doing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We could definitely look. We could definitely take this conversation to next week. But like, nah. What's the criteria? So I know what the y'all mean to study up on and research.
Look,
Brian McKnight thinks that Donnell Jones has a better and can give you better 20 songs than Brian McKnight and Usher. And I think, like he stated before, he is certainly in the minority. I think he can compete with Brian McKnight, and there'll be like a toss-up, but Usher's smashing him, though.
I
see Brian McKnight as somebody that can. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think it would be that's a fair fight. But Usher and Donnell Jones is not a fair fight, bro.
Usher go be tough. Why? That confession.
This is not a fair fight.
I never wanted to get a woman pregnant and not be a good father so bad in my life after that confession.
You better bring R. Kelly if you want to pleasure after that.
like, damn, this joint sounds cool as hell. But then I found out he had herpes. I said, never mind.
Maybe change it. Maybe you think something.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, Usher catalog is absolutely ridiculous. I ain't going for it. Can't for it. He's definitely probably the best R&B artist of our generation. I'll be interested to see what older folks, Heckle and Jekyll, what do y'all think about Usher? Do y'all think he ain't got nothing on Luther and Harry Belafonte?
Usher's like at a different level. Like he's like what's the guy's name? Chris Brown. So if we want to go back to our era, who would be like an Usher? That was Ronald Isaac and Dance Around.
Isaac brother. Yep, Mr. Big.
Yeah, the Isley brothers. Yep. I just don't realize how much.
You guys don't. Rich. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't even know anything about them, right?
Say what?
We know about them.
Oh, okay.
The Isleys back into the younger generation fold.
Due to hip hop sampling and the R. Kelly resurgence of Mr. Big, Isley brothers definitely. Multiple generations.
I was about ready to say, yeah, a lot of the music you're listening to was from because they sampled a lot of it.
How come they ain't let nobody else sing?
One night's a singer.
Man. Yeah, I can't believe they had that shout song that was always in that dish soap commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they got robbed for that. There's no way they shouldn't be. They should have made $1 million off them dishwasher commercials.
The thing is, when it came out, it was, a lot of early music is dealt like standards. So they're not the only person who recorded. So.
They had Ghost Riders.
The Beatles.
They became probably the popular recording.
We had to pay for it.
But,
let me ask y'all something. Blur, jump on in here. Let me ask you a quick question. My PR generation?
Yeah, I didn't hear you. Say that again?
Michael Jackson, is he our generation?
I don't know what your generation is.
I think he's cross generational. I think he caught us early. I guess we're at the end of his career, so early on our generation, I guess younger years.
Bad came out in like 83.
Yeah, so that's like 2-3 years old. That's not really our generation. I mean, he was out, but that's not like memories of it. I mean, I think we got light skin, Michael. I think that's our generation.
So you don't remember watching Thriller? Like it was a whole thing. It was on TV. Like I remember. Like it was.
We had the VHS tape. Like I don't remember it dropping. Like I don't remember, Phone Flex. Like yo, hurry to your radio, get your tape deck ready. Like we had VHS tapes. I don't know exactly how long it was out.
It was a movie. It was a movie. They showed it on TV.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know when it came out. Like, I remember watching it on VHS. I don't remember the premiere.
What the hell was y'all doing over in New Jersey?
I got Michael on 8-track. 1, 2, 3.
Let DJ C. Siren hop in here because she was born in the 70s, so she remembers it.
Number one, it didn't come out in the 70s, but I was old enough in the 80s to remember things in the 80s.
Right.
I wasn't. I was
right.
So, yes.
Did I have the jacket?
Hey, hold on, I'm actually. Let DJ Shita tell us. Do we have the jackets?
But I had an older brother, so I mean that also helped. But no, yes,
he's about
we
as light as my
we original Michael Jackson.
Shut up, brother-in-law.
We knew the time it dropped, and when MTV was going to premiere a Michael Jackson video, we were there for it. We were there for it. We stayed up till, I don't know if it was midnight or whatever, for even from the first video, which was Billie Jean. We were up for that. We were there for the premiere of Bad, well, and Thriller, and then Bad.
Bad was 87.
I was going to say Bad was later. I remember them. They were all color TV. I remember all of them. Yes, it was. What are you talking about?
I never watched Children.
I'll
say it like this.
For all Michael Jackson releases from Billie Jean, I was there for the original, yes.
Go ahead, Blair.
I remember my older cousin and seeing pictures of my older cousin and my older brother with the Michael Jackson glove and jacket, but they were already out the house. Like, that stuff had already been out of style and given away or trashed or whatever by the time I have any core memory. Like, there were pictures of it, but the Michael Jackson glove and the jacket with the buckles and everything, like, I know my brothers had them, but I never seen them wear it, like, in my presence. Like, I don't have any memories of it.
And the only reason why I'm asking, I'm just trying to get a handle on, like, who's considered our generation. Like, Usher, I think I consider my generation. So, like, Usher is our generation.
I consider my generation because he's my age.
Whereas
Are you saying, like, who you remember?
Well, who did you grow up with? Like, when I remember
I was a big Mike fan.
I mean,
I had a jacket and everything.
I'm sure everybody was.
Because music is so different, it's really hard to pinpoint. It really is about your influences, what part of the country you lived in, what your parents listened to, and, you know, what access to what radio and TV you were looking at. So really, Beach Bone Gun,
it's true,
because
you're
really
from the Midwest, so you don't even count.
Or if you're a
man. I think it depends on your siblings, too.
What?
Yeah, the Midwest don't count. I don't know. The Midwest don't count really when we talk to music.
I'm from the
don't really count. What came from the Midwest?
Where
did y'all influence? What did the Midwest influence?
Midwest, guess where Detroit is?
We got to do this one thing at a time because we're all talking over each other. First of all, let DJ C-Sign respond to M Extra for saying that she doesn't matter.
Yes, supersedes many of all. Two, I'm from the South. I'm not from the Midwest. And three, our influences are just like anyone else's influences. The only difference is there might not have been as much vocal, music or indie music that was independent. Like I can say maybe Beach Bone Gun probably grew up listening to. But it reached us because at the time where I grew up, we watched television. So traveling meant we listened to a lot of different radio stations. So I recorded a lot of music from other cities that I traveled to. So.
All right, Doc, you try this. Doc, you tried to sneak in here. I want to make sure you get your voice heard. What you got to say, Doc? You didn't appreciate M Extra taking a shot at the Midwest folks?
I mean, there are certain people on this call who like to just go in on people from the Midwest all the time about anything in particular, but I'm glad it was pointed out that Detroit is in the Midwest, so I think that silences all of that.
Yeah, I don't know how Detroit's in the Midwest when the next stop is Canada. It always confuses me.
Where is Detroit?
It's in the country. But it's not even like Middle West. Like Midwest is like, But, shout out to Midwest. Cool people.
But like,
Doc
was saying it is about, influences from older siblings, what they listen to. I mean.
Oh, so you knew your brother.
Yeah. So that I was listening to that probably I didn't go out and buy. You know, it's basically what he bought for my parents. So that did, I probably listened to a lot of stuff that people my age wouldn't have listened to if they didn't have a sibling that was 5 years older.
Now, Jack, you young. Do you even listen to R&B yet, or are you still in the rap phase? Because there was a whole period where I didn't even listen to R&B. I wasn't interested in love. It was just all rap.
I feel like my mom put me on, and, like, Usher, yeah, that was one of the first people, like, R&B I got to listen to, and then, like, one that really hit me when I was young, and it was a funny incident, because Shame by Tyrese was playing, and my friend's dad's car while he's taking me home, and I swear he sung that with every, like, fiber of his body, and you know what? I don't know. It just made me start liking it. And I feel like Usher is like one of those building blocks that started the wave of like toxic R&B. If you get me on that,
you said toxic. I don't know.
I get you on that.
Go ahead, heck on Jekyll. What y'all got? Y'all tired of all these rappers talking about R&B music? Look. I knew y'all age was different. My mom had the Ohio Players record, and it was a naked woman with honey drip. And I used to sing that when I was about 16.
Yeah. Lakeside. Yeah.
Yep.
The cool game went off to that disco stuff, man. I got disappointed in them.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed y'all had a group named Slave.
Came up the funk.
They had the funk. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but why
Johnson,
Whispers. Yeah, it was all those bands. I mean, they all had something different. I listened to a lot of jazz too at the time. George Benson, but even before him, it was Wes Montgomery. But you guys probably won't even recognize those names. But
the Meters.
Yeah, the funk though was things like Graham Central Station, Larry Graham, and. But now it's not that I don't listen to some of the more. Younger musicians. I mean, I've listened to some. I like some of the D'Angelo, and the like. But yeah, this.
You listen to D'Angelo or Skinny?
I don't give a shit. I don't care how big he is. But yeah,
D'Angelo got hit on a video game about a racist white cowboy. Oh, yes, he was. Y'all know that. That's fire, too. Me and DJ C.
Now, don't start talking about cowboys. Don't start talking about cowboys now. Don't start talking bad about cowboys, because I am one.
Like an actual cowboy?
Yeah.
Like Lincoln, Nebraska cowboy.
Yeah. I grew up in Nebraska in Colorado.
I'm glad you made it. Oh, that sounds scary to me. It sounds like we were just talking about whatever. When you tell me you grew up in Nebraska, like, I'm just happy you're here. It sounds good.
Yeah, I had a better shot at it than most.
But,
it sounds like where you grew up is tougher.
What did you say?
I said, it sounds like where you grew up, it was tougher.
No, look, I mean, where I grew up was a nice little city environment, nothing too major, but y'all got tornadoes out there. I ain't built for that life.
Yeah, we were farmers.
Yeah, see? I couldn't do it. But all right, I think that ends the R&B discussion. New York, did you want to add anything else?
Nah, I'm good. Let's go into the next topic.
All right,
hold on. Before you move on, I do want to say this real quick. I do think, Mike, there's different eras. This also might talk about LeBron having four Hall of Fame careers. I think Mike transcended eras. So I think you got the dark skin Mike, and then you got like kind of middle Mike when he was transitioned. I don't know if you're black or white, and then you got white Mike. I think the transition and white Mike is kind of our generation. I think that's the one we remember, like we were there for. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's our generation. But I don't think he could be Usher. I don't think that Mike alone could be Usher. Definitely don't think Donnell Jones or whoever else you said could beat him in a versus.
You buck.
Hold on. The only reason why
which era Mike?
He said white Mike, the Earth Song Mike. Donnell Jones is smoke Earth Song Mike, but we'll have that discussion later. But the only reason why I brought it up is because I was just wondering, like, where do artists – like, I consider Usher part of my generation just because I remember the song he dropped with Bad Boy and Puffy, and it wasn't that popular. But then I remember when – you know, My Way first came out. Like, I've seen the growth up until now where he's doing, like, he's roller skating around in Vegas. Like, I've seen a career from a kid to doing Vegas residencies for the old ladies. And I'm pretty sure there was some things out there, too, but they were, you know, 40-year-old things. Like, ain't no 18-year-old in there rushing to see Usher. So that's why I asked what was Mike's generation, because when I remember Mike, he was already famous. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I was wondering, like, when you say our generation, I'm trying to think of somebody that, like, first came out when we were there around it. Like, Wu-Tang is our generation. Just because there was nothing like that, we remember when they first came on the scene, and we remember all 10,000 of their breakups.
And you got Wu-Tang, De La Soul, man, what's his other group? I remember their name.
I still don't know how
like
De La Soul's
this, you do it like that. You do it like this, you do it like that.
Black
but, man, y'all had a bunch of nice, smooth rap groups that came out that weren't all using all the dirty words they could use to try to get their point across. It was some good stuff.
See? We about to get into age of the discussion. Why do y'all act like y'all generation didn't use the same language?
We didn't.
You got a whole.
No,
we,
they were softer in the
call
topic.
Me nigga, whitey.
It's Sly and the Family Stone, a black and white group. Yeah.
The whole song is saying nigga. It's the same words.
What about that song that I'm your pussy song? What about that too? What about that too? Throw that in the mix.
You know about Prince? It's about Prince song? Pussy Control?
No, I'm not talking about Prince. I'm your pussy. And,
oh,
you know,
Pusher Man.
Want some coke? Want some?
Yeah, that's
Curtis
Mayfield.
Yeah, Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, Curtis Mayfield. Yeah, why y'all generation act like y'all say the same words we said?
That's Pusher. Pusher. That's, I mean, that was a euphemism for a drug dealer. So,
woman. It wasn't no euphemism. It was talking about crack. And then y'all had a naked woman pouring honey on her and on the cover of a record. We gotta get it.
The Ohio players.
See, y'all gotta stop acting like my generation came in with curse words and what's called not profanity.
The songs we listened to though weren't getting censored by the stations. We when we listened to them. I mean, they weren't getting sent.
Black musical stations back then. Like,
yeah,
no
they were far and few in between. We had to tune in to Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, look, I've been to Shreveport. Shout out to the drive-through liquor store. Shout out to Blair and his brother. Good time. All right. That's nonsense. All right, so I guess we're done with the music conversation. We still got some more stuff to talk about. We got a lot of sports to talk about. Do y'all want to talk about the NBA playoffs, or y'all want to talk about Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon?
Yeah, let's get the playoffs, man. We still got to get the prize, yo.
Oh, prize. All right, we can go to Fuji. Shout out to New Jersey. Shout out to my man Prize, the biggest scammer in the world.
Right. What is going on?
Go ahead, tell everybody about Prize since you wanted to discuss it. Tell everybody, give everybody
I mean,
background.
I don't even know where to start. Like, I feel like I've been lied to. How you an FBI informant talking about Fuji la la la? You know what I mean? Like, yo, they can't even. I sound like New York, New York, yo. They can't even do their Fuji's tour right now. It's canceled because of you, bro. Like, how are you out here trying to scam money and then funnel it through Barack Obama's campaign, you know, from the Chinese government? You acting like an agent trying to release Chinese people back to China and shit. Like, that's crazy. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, you a whole Fuji. Like, I don't get, like, how is he doing this? Helping a Malaysian businessman embezzle like $4.5 million or some shit like that and then use it to fund Barack Obama? Like, that's crazy, bro. I think he faced
like
22 years in jail for conspiracy and some other shit. Witness tampering, something like that. And he failed to, like, just the crazy charge. You failed to register as a Chinese agent or agent of the, whatever, of China? Like, what? What are you doing, bro? Like, I don't understand. Who is this guy? Like, I don't know who he is anymore. This is crazy. Like,
well,
I don't know.
I knew when Prize did an interview, and he still had diamond chains, and this was 20 years after the score set. Oh, yeah, he's still talking about he invested. But wasn't talking about his investments. I said, oh, yeah, he back to selling drugs. I just thought it was drugs. Who knew that you could be an FBI informant and still do illegal things? Shout out to Prize, New Jersey, home of the scammers. DJ Shisai, did you hear anything about Prize? You got anything on it?
I read an article about it, but I forgot. But I didn't quite know exactly what was going on. I still don't know. I don't, y'all, I still kind of confused. With the breakdown.
We thought Lauryn Hill was the crazy one. Nah, Prize was stealing money from everybody. Again, he was part of giving money to Barack Obama. He was running against Wyclef. He was funding the president in Haiti that was running against Wyclef.
But what part of the organization was he in?
All of them. He was Chinese.
All of them. Yeah. Like, he was an informant. Like, this is the craziest shit. He was running schemes in all kinds of countries. It was crazy. Like, who are you?
So
like, what is going on?
He Haitian?
Yeah, he Haitian.
He Haitian. Like, you know, you were here to make a better example.
Better place for you and me.
Look, I fully support him. If Chinese people can send General Tso's chicken in the hood for hundreds of years, then Prize can get money from the Chinese consulate like Chris Tucker did. Blur, what you got on Prize?
Yo, this might seem a little odd. I think he's a victim here. I feel like Prize, talking about generation, I think he's from a different generation where he thought things were handled differently. Because he didn't have to, like, this didn't have to be a secret. He didn't have to do this behind closed doors. Like, he could have registered as an informant. He could have still been able to do what he had to do. He could have still donated money. I mean, that part might have got a little hectic because you could only donate so much amount and where it's coming from. But I think he felt like he was on a that was the movie that just came out where the FBI had used the black dude to infiltrate the Black Panthers and to take down the other dude. I think he was doing it like that, where he's like, yo, just all under-the-table deals. Like, he's from that era, like the 70s, where he's like, oh, that's how things get done. Nah, you ain't got to do that no more, bruh. You don't have to do that. Like, you could do everything above board, and you can be all right. I think he got used, man. I feel like he a victim in this.
I don't understand why people were, like, I feel like if you're an FBI informant, like, why can't you support a president? Like, at that point, you work for the government, right? Like, why was that such a big deal?
Because he was,
I feel like that's two different things.
It was a Ponzi scheme. It was a Ponzi scheme. So he met this, he met, from what I read, he met the dude in Malaysia who had, he was throwing money or whatever, and basically he was washing his money. Like, washing it through the U.S. It was like a Ponzi scheme that he was running. With the
Malaysian.
Like that, thinking that he's a victim is exactly million. What I think. He's another one of those antichrists.
Damn. That man said antichrist.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them out there. Trump.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like, his story, when Tron's story finally gets broken down, it's going to be one of the best cool stories. And the fact that, again, watch y'all background noise. And the fact that Lauryn Hill is still a part of it, he's not the wild one, is crazy to me. Like, who would have thought that Wyclef, the one who took a picture with a banana hammock on a motorcycle, would end up looking like the same one? Y'all never remember that picture? And I think it was in, like, a Source magazine or something. And I remember throwing it in the trash. I can't have this in my apartment.
Yeah, Rolling Stone magazine. And I can't burn, that was an image burned in my brain.
Yeah,
I can't unsee that. I can't unsee it.
Opened up that magazine and was so disappointed. I think it was a Biggie album in there I wanted to read the review of. And it was Wyclef and a banana hammock on a motorcycle. I said, oh, this guy's going. But, yeah, so, yeah, Fries definitely has an interesting story. Anybody else got anything on that? Any good scamming stories? Y'all ever been a part of any good just being around scammers? Again, the first, I've been typing on the phone since 2001. When I went and got a sidekick from off the back of a truck in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. I came back with 3 burner chips and a sidekick, like the sidekick won. And I thought I was the shit. And that was probably the best. Well, the best game was when I worked as a parking attendant for a concert hall in Camden, New Jersey. And I used to make about $800 to $1,000 a weekend just in cash, because I figured out how to just steal money from them. I've never had so much cash in my life. My mom thought I was selling drugs. I got beat. It was rough. But they just didn't know how to count. And I did. So I took advantage of them. Y'all got any good scammer stories? New York, I know you do. You from home of the scammers, yo. Y'all even pay for Subway.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about, B. I don't know what you're talking about. You say what?
That's
scammers? I don't know. No scammers. I don't know. No scammers. I don't know anything. I'm a civilian, B.
Anybody got a good scammer story? I might have one. Me and my friend, we was getting into some unholy things, and these girls came up to us, and they was like, you got some edibles.
So we went to the tobacco store and got the gummies that was like $2 for $1, like a little off-brand pack. And we put them in a little lunch bag and gave them to them for like $50. And we just got smooth off.
Why y'all robbing girls, yo? Oh, y'all gave them some gummy bears for $50. That's fine. Well, that's funny. That's funny. Hey, watch yourself with that stuff, though. People take that real seriously. I wonder if they thought they was high that night. All right, cool. Well, I guess
that's... Yo, hold on. Let me ask you a question real quick. Let me ask you all a question. Because I think I was being set up to be scammed. Well, not necessarily set up, but the chick that I used to work with, she's actually kind of nice looking, too. As a fatty. And she, like, really into yoga. So she be stretching that thing. She hit me up on Facebook. I just had to pull it up real quick just to make sure I wasn't tripping. She hit me up on Facebook. And you know when somebody, it didn't feel like a scam because it wasn't like a mass thing. It was like a message directly to me. And I'm like, I don't want to say her name or whatever. And she's like, yo, how you been? I'm like, good, what's good? She's like, yo, I'm trying to get something popping. Like she's trying to, because she's doing her yogi thing now. Like she actually travels, like, she don't work anymore. She just travels doing yoga or whatever. She's like, hey, can you go to my last post and put a comment to get my comments up? I'm like, all right, cool. You know, nothing wrong with that. And I go to the post, and there's something about money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, those little, it's that part sound like a scheme. It's like, yo, all you got to do is a comment. Like, hey, if you're interested in making money, whatever, whatever. I'm like, all right, she traveled the world and traveled the country 24-7, took her daughter out of school doing yoga. Maybe she's on to something. I just put a comment, like, nothing serious. She's like, hey, yo, what's the Cash App? I'm like, all right, hold on. Hold on now. And I started looking through her post a little bit more. She's now dating my man. I'm like, all right, cool. If B fuck with her, then she cool. Like, he puts out gospel music. I know he ain't fucking with a scammer. He's a remote, he's like a travel barber, and he's a gospel rap artist. He ain't scamming nobody, right?
No, he's 100% a scammer.
But that's my man. That's my man. We all work together. Dude is cool.
Yeah, he's a scammer. You know, he's a cool scammer.
And she sent me a picture like, hey, can you post this on your thing? It's just like my profile picture. This is a... I got $2,400 or something with this. I'm like, yo, I'm not putting that on there. And I just was like, yo, you know what? I'm at work. I can't do this right now. She's like, yo, it's really quick. It don't take that long. Here, go to steps. I'm like, yo, I'll do it later. She hit me up like every day for a week. Like, yo, you get on that? You get on that? Once you do this, you'll receive the money. I'm like, yo, I'm not posting. I'm not giving you my Cash App. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not posting nothing on my Instagram talking about I got $2,400 from doing this. I'm not getting involved. As a matter of fact, let me message your man and let him know what you up to.
Yeah, you snitch. You prize.
Now, you know what's funny? I didn't snitch because it's funny because, like, I knew he was fucking with her, but he used to tell everybody, like, nah, man, nah, that's my cousin girl. That's why she always following me around. And then I saw in one of her pictures, I'm like, oh, shit, that's B. I know him. Like, I see his car. I see him, like, he was kind of high in his face. But I know him. Like, it's my man. Like, I know him. So I didn't really finish. I just tagged him in a post where it was me and her and the thing. I ain't say nothing, though. I started to be like, yo, man, you out here promoting your gospel album, and she out here scamming people. This ain't right. This ain't right. The Lord don't like that.
That's crazy, yo. There's a lot going on with that. Man.
Yeah, man, once people start telling you, like, put your Cash App here. I saw one of my people I went to school with, I saw he did something similar. It was a post on his page. It was like, yo, I got 2,400 following these steps with such and such. And so I liked his picture. You know, this is where I'm at. I liked the picture. You know, people get their likes up. And then, you know, that person started hitting me up. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Person cuts me out. Pussy asshole. I'm like, yo, what? I'm all that kind of thing. I ain't fucking with your scam. All right, you got it.
Yeah, I mean, the internet asking for money, I at this point, I only give money to my friends' kids. I think I'm at the point in my life where if you're an adult, I might send you a bottle of liquor if I remember. Not that I don't want to. I'd just be forgetting. But I'm not sending you no money. Now, your kids, I'll send your kids some money. Your kids call me, Uncle Gunnin, my mom, my dad, they don't understand what I'm going through. I need money. I know they lying. I know they understand. I know you probably just being ungrateful. I know you probably just expended your resource with them. I'm going to send you a couple dollars. If you my nephew or my niece, you probably done got some money from me. If you an adult, unless you hit me with the, yo, you got something I can borrow real quick, then, you know, I got you if you fail. But for the most part, I ain't giving an adult no money no more. We're past that, yo. That happens at around 21. And make sure you listen to Jack. Don't lend nobody no money. 21 to about 30, help your friends out. 35, help your friends out. After that, just send money to the kids. Just help them out when their kids got fundraisers and stuff. Shout out to all my brothers who set my boys some fundraisers. They set way too much, and cousins. But, all right, man, we only got about 20 minutes left. There's still some more stuff. We still got to talk about let's talk about the NBA real quick. We talked about the draft. Shout out to my cousin Jiggy Fletch in the building, or my nephew. He ain't my cousin, he's my nephew. Jiggy Fletch on that Twitch. You see that Eagles got that big D tackle. You know we're going back to the Super Bowl. Shout out to M Extra and Blair's 49ers. Y'all not gonna see us again this year. But it should be interesting. All seriousness, like we said about the draft in the beginning. You know, the draft is cool. You get a picture, you get excited about a new player, but you don't really know what you get. You don't know what people's work ethics are. You hope you get a great player. You hope you get a nice Hall of Fame, but you don't really know until things start happening. We're all fans of our teams. We all hope we get good draft picks. But it's a 50-50 crapshoot. So shout out to the Niners. Shout out to the Eagles. Shout out to everybody who's a fan of football. It's a fun night to get ready for football season. Have us quick. NBA basketball, man. Whew. Let's talk about it real quick. The Sixers get a quick sweep. That's my team. Get Brooklyn up out of here. Interesting series, though. What series y'all want to talk about first? Y'all want to talk about the Bucks getting beat by Jimmy Buckets? I don't feel like seeing Jimmy Butler again. I wanted to keep him over Ben Simmons, and we didn't. And then Jimmy looked like he was going to suck. He was on a Miami Heat team that was being led by Tyler Hero. Hold on, quick side note. Are y'all watching the draft? I know there's about 10 of us on this call. These chains have to be fake, right? There's not this many diamonds in the world, right? If there's this many diamonds, they can't be worth anything. Are these fake chains?
But you know what?
Man, we were having this conversation in Vegas, man. This shit, diamonds be out here barely, you know what I mean, still rolling fucking backwards and shit with fucking diamonds on their check. I'm like, yo, bro, come on, man. Get your raw paper, bro. Like, this shit's all fake, bro. There's no way. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you, Beach, bro. I'm like, we was in Vegas just talking about this shit. Like, everybody in the mother got iced out. Like, come on. You know what I mean?
I was actually just listening to a podcast about this and how people were scammed by the jewelry industry into thinking diamonds are worth something because they're not precious. Like, they're not a precious jewel. Diamonds can be made, and that's like they go into the different thing I'd be hearing commercials every once in a while when I'm listening to the radio about man-made diamonds versus the different types of diamonds and stuff. Like, they're not precious. They shouldn't be – people shouldn't be charging as much as they are for diamonds because they're not rare. Not precious. They're not rare. Like, they're easily made and easy to come by. So they probably are real, quote-unquote real, because it's like, did it just like someone pick, like someone in Africa lose a hand picking it? Probably not. But it's probably made in the lab, but it's still a diamond.
It's funny because...
So you think these are like handmade, they're man-made diamonds, you think? These are man-made. That's what we're saying.
The podcast I listened to, like, man-made diamonds are so inexpensive, and you can't tell them apart. Like, I think most of the diamonds on the market are man-made nowadays.
Those ain't Rolex diamonds. What the fuck you done to that? Hey, so, like, is platinum back in style? Are any of these platinum stuff, or are they just fake diamonds?
Platinum
and silver, what's the thing? Yeah, I don't get it. It's just metal. So, and the reason why I bring that
up. It still could get took.
Oh, New York, you just said that you were a citizen. Can we stop getting back to the whole robbing people mentality? You just said you was a citizen. Let's keep it that way. You see how quickly you revert? But the reason why I bring it up is because DJ, she's sorry, and I know you've been silent for a while on your phone, but she is a fan of stones. Like, she's one of them women who, like, sees a rock on the ground and picks it up because she likes the way it looks. She's got a rock tumbler that don't do nothing but make rocks shiny. It's the dumbest thing in the world to me. It was expensive as a motherfucker. It's heavy as shit. And all it does is clean rocks. And she was so excited when she got it. And it's the dumbest shit in the world to me. But it's something she enjoys, so I can't knock her. But she is a fan of stones. So, like, she has this whole booklet of different types of gems. What do you call them? Gems and holograms? Gemstones. And there's a lot of them that look better than diamonds. Like, there's this little, what's that green one that you like? It's not, emerald? Is it ivory? It might be an emerald.
Not that I have.
What's that ring you got?
Jade?
My tourmaline?
Tourmaline.
But they come in different colors, though. So, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. But I would love, like, a chain that was just, like, all tourmaline. I'd rather have that. Yeah, that shit's expensive, yo. These little dirty-ass green rocks cost, like, $500. But anyway, what are we going to talk about? I just seen all these kids. Every kid, everybody on this. Like, I would have loved to have been drafted. Because, one, MX would have been there. Blur would have been there. Like, we'd have been up there with white Raiders, jeans, and Tims if I got drafted. There's no way
it would have been a problem. You would have put.
There's
a
no way I'll put on at the draft.
You would have put a suit on with A1. You would have had A1s on, and we had a suit. We all would have a suit. We would have a suit on. When it came down to your, yeah, you know I mean,
pause.
They jerked about.
Oh yeah, that's right. Hey, just as a quick topic, I don't want to relive my hoop dreams. I wanted to talk about this when we were talking about Tank fighting. And Heckle and Jekyll jump in. Doc, feel free to jump in. I know you're being silent back there. Hey, so Tank had a problem hitting women, right? Jonathan Majors' whole career got taken away from hitting a woman, allegedly. All this is allegedly. I don't want no problems with Tank. I feel like I can whoop Jonathan Majors' ass. I seen Creed. It don't look like it was that good of a fight. I'm just playing. I ain't seen Creed yet, but I want to. Why do we still spend, well, we don't spend money, but why are we still allowing Tank to have a career, and why does Jonathan Majors get canceled? DJ Cesar, you got any theories? Is it just because Tank's a barbarian and a fighter and we expect him to be that? And because, like, actors don't do nothing but play pretend.
I'm going to say it just because I don't know
Tank
if I
looks retarded.
No, I'm not sure if I 100% believe this, but because of the race of the woman you hit.
Do we know what the race
I agree
of
with that 100%.
Had? She was white?
Yes.
White,
is she? Yes.
We know that? Is that a fact,
yes,
or is that just assumption?
It's a fact.
Doc, what
was
you gonna say? Jump in, Doc.
No, I was thinking the exact same thing. That's the only reason why. If a black man hits a white woman, that's a big problem. If a black man hits a black woman, nobody cares. Basically.
Y'all gotta stop pulling the black woman.
Nah, but you know what? It's actually probably a little bit more nuanced than that. I was talking to somebody about this not too long ago when Blueface was beefing with Chris Brown.
Who?
Blueface. You know, Blueface and Krishan, the rapper, and his girlfriend, they always be fighting.
That's a horrible show. The show's horrible.
I ain't never seen the show, but I know they be fighting. And I know he was beefing with Chris Brown a little bit on the online, and Blueface said something about, because I think Chris Brown or someone mentioned Chris Brown and him and what how Chris Brown was treated after hitting Rihanna versus him and Krishan. I mean, they getting money for him hitting on her or whatever. And he's like, yo, you hit the wrong bitch. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here. You got your situation because you hit the wrong bitch. And I think it does go a lot into not just black and white because, you know, Krishan is black, so is Rihanna. But it goes into the perception and how we see the woman herself. And people, society, for one, just don't care about what happens to black women for the most part. But deeper than that, once you feel like this person is fragile, like Krishan Rock is not looked at as your typical woman. She's not looking at someone who can't hold her, handle herself or anything. Whereas Rihanna is looked at as a princess. I mean, almost delicate. And I remember when the whole thing with her and Chris Brown was happening, a lot of people, I would say a lot, but the people who were defending Chris Brown was like, yo, y'all know how these Caribbean women be. Y'all know how they be acting. She probably hit him first. She probably grabbed the steering wheel, tried to throw the car in park or something, was probably wilding. It probably started with him defending himself or whatever. But that wasn't the main narrative that was out. It was, yo, this black man, this big black man beat up this R&B songstress, which is true, but the same thing could be said about Jonathan Majors and his situation, Gervonta Davis and his situation. If you beat up a black woman who is looked at as less than, nobody cares. You beat up a white woman or a black woman who's looked up as fragile or a princess, you're going to pay the price. Blueface was right when he said, yo, you beat up the wrong bitch.
Man, it's funny because I dated a Jamaican woman, and they do be extra. It's the only woman that, like, literally put her hands on me that I've ever been with. And that temper. But I don't want to put it on just island people. I don't know if that's just a stereotype. DJ, she started making noise, and you think it's all island people? It is a different culture. It is. So, you know, I don't know if that physicality is part of their culture. Looked like Chance the Rapper was out there being physical, out there in Carnival. But I don't know, man. You see, it's tough. It's tough to see.
It's a valid point, though.
Go ahead, Amexia.
No, I'm saying it's a valid point, though, that they make, you know what I mean? And the same thing that when Blur was just talking about. You know, you just touched the wrong woman. The race plays a card into it, you know?
But black women make so much money. It's like white men make the most in this world. And then it's black women. And then it's like white women. So why are black women got this handicap, supposedly?
I don't know about that. Read the girl statistics.
I think that's
wait,
that.
What?
I know black women make more than black men now.
Yeah,
I know that for a fact.
That is true because black women are, generally speaking, highly educated. But black women don't
white
make
women?
More than white women.
I think I saw in a statistic where the average is more. But, I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, this was a long time ago. I think this was like Barack Obama years when they were talking about some of the successes he had. And it was about how black women have earned so much money and was such a, you know, fundraiser for him. So, you know, this was probably 10 years ago. But why you sound so offended, Doc? Like you ain't a black woman making good money.
I mean, I just caught
that attitude that you had.
I have to come off mute.
Like,
I'm
you ain't
like
one of the ones I'm talking about.
What'd you say, Doc? Like, you ain't one of the ones I'm talking about.
So I make a decent living. This is true. However, for my white female counterpart, they're making more money than I am on average. So are black women the most highly educated demographic in this country? Yes, that is true. But are black women making more money than white women? No, that is not true, because black women are not paid their worth.
So white women in your same office will make more than you?
Not in my same office. I'm saying, so not in my same office per se. I mean, they might. To be honest, I don't really know. But I'm saying,
look,
maybe not where I work. No, maybe not where I work currently. Maybe, but maybe. You know what I mean? I don't know. But generally speaking, black women are not making as much as white women, because white women are like the coveted demographic, right? So everybody's trying to give the white woman a break. People are not out here trying to give black women a break. It doesn't matter how educated we are.
See, I think that was true in the 80s and early 90s. I don't think that's true now. But we got to do research, but we got to call tonight. Just because, I think white women who were secretaries got paid a lot. Now that no one's really a secretary, you can't even call them a secretary no more. That's a whole different part of the conversation. Like, when did the secretary become offensive? Like, it's just a job.
Well, because secretaries only refer to the as women usually, so they made the
That's Mary J. Blige's fault.
No, it's
secretary.
Not. She's a secretary. And,
she didn't say terrorist.
We already discussed this. We're not going back. No going back. And so we just
fuck
gonna make it something a little more new.
Hey, Mary can beat Usher in the verses. I don't know if I can say beat, but Mary would be a tough out for anybody. Mary and
Usher would be a classic versus. Yeah, that wouldn't even be a versus. Just put on a goddamn concert.
I'm not a fan of Mary anymore because she disrespected me.
No, but let that go.
Nah, yo.
Let things go.
Fuck Mary, yo. But Mary and Usher versus would be, like, you'd have to go.
That would be
classic.
Yeah. That's classic.
Well, we got to get out of here, man. There's a lot of people on. Sorry I couldn't get to everybody. I tried. It's been a fun show. Good conversation. Make sure y'all join us next week, because we had to get some serious stuff out the way this week. But next week I want to talk about the art of arguing with your significant other in public, and like how to do it, if you're allowed to do it. Do you just, as a man, do you just give the woman the benefit of doubt and just let her win, or do you make her realize that, yo, you need to listen? You need to listen. Anime, that's what I tell Cheryl. That's what I call her when she ain't listening. Anime. So she know I'm serious, yo. So we out of here. Good show.
Yo, wait, hold up. Real quick, before we get out of here, I was talking to my girl and her family the other day, and I said something that they said they had never heard before. I told them that in one particular scene with Ike and Tina Turner, the Eat the Cake anime, that Tina Turner was wrong and she should have just ate the cake. Like, she could have avoided all that fight and mess, couldn't mess up, like, everybody in the diner, they have to see them fight. All she had to do is take one bite of the muffin or the cupcake or whatever, and everything would have been all right. Am I wrong for thinking that way?
My mom would have hooked your ass.
Yeah, 100% you're wrong for thinking that way.
We're still going to get
you just got bars from about four different people. All right, let's take this one at a time. Sire, you go first, and then I go to Jekyll, and then we can get out of here. DJ, Sire.
It wasn't about the cake. He was an abuser. He was going to abuse her. Maybe he didn't hit her that time. Maybe that was one time. It would happen tomorrow.
It's not about the cake, Blur.
Jackal, what would you tell them? We can't talk at the same time. It just ain't going to come through clear. I just want to make sure everybody hears you clear.
Yeah, I said my mother would have whooped his ass. Because it is what they do, what happened in that scene, he was just loading up for later. You know, I agree with the lady that was just speaking. If he wasn't going to do it then, he was definitely going to do it later. It didn't matter. It wasn't about, you're right, it was not about the cake. It was about obeying his orders as he saw.
So y'all don't believe like not showing out in public?
No, I don't think that was showing out. I think that he was showing out.
Don't show out.
I mean, he was showing out, but to avoid that, so we don't mess up everybody in the diner,
That's the problem. That's the problem right there. Avoiding, to avoid that. No, he knew he was wrong. He should have just let it go.
That wasn't Ike's first time beating her ass. She knew what was gonna happen if she ain't eat the cake. She's like, all right, you know what? I'm not about to get my ass beat in front of all these people. I'm just going to eat this little. You always got room for a bite of cake. Like, it wasn't like the whole cake. You couldn't eat one cupcake to avoid an ass whooping? That's like a smart decision.
Let's put you on the other side of that. All right? And I'm telling you, you're going to get your ass whooped if you don't get this cake.
We got to table this discussion. Blur. You can't table a lot. We only got 5 minutes. So we're going to have to save this. We're going to open next week's discussion with why Blur is on Ike Turner's side. been a great show. We got to get out of here, man. Everybody got to be quick. Doc, it was great having you. Great hearing your voice. Stop being so quiet next time. We always enjoy having you. You got anything to say to the people before we roll?
No, I have a lot to say about that cake, but not that's for another day. But thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Next week, come on, and I'll put it on the list. Next week, come and join us. DJ C-Sire, you got anything to say before we roll?
Have a good weekend.
All right, Heckle and Jekyll, y'all got anything?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everybody.
Good to hear. Jack! You got silent on us. I know it got a little crazy. Sometimes you just got to jump in. You got anything to say to the people?
Nah, man. Hit me up this weekend. See what's going on. And talk to y'all later.
Yeah, we got something in the water this weekend, but I'll give you a call. We're going to be at the beach. You know, so tomorrow's going to be a little – I'll talk to you about that afterwards, but we'll get up this weekend. Let's see. MX, you got anything to say to the people?
Not all cake is good cake.
Ain't that the truth? So that's a gem right there. Blur, what you got?
Oh man, shout out to Jerry Springer, the GOAT, man. It's very few people who actually make a real big impact in their field. He was one of them, man. So shout out to him. May he RIP. Rest in peace, rest in paradise, however you want to say it. Shout out to the 49ers. We're on our way back to the Super Bowl. The Eagles going to have that Super Bowl loser hangover, and they probably won't make the playoffs next year. But, you know, big ups to them. They paid their quarterback.
I'm going to let you have that because I fired up the Niners earlier. New York, what you got?
Man, I'm a hater. I hope the 49ers or the Eagles go make it to the playoffs next year or whatever. I hope they don't win the Super Bowl. Never. We need the Giants back in there. Other than that, protect yourself. Be a civilian out here. They giving RICO cases left and right out here. Other than that, I still don't believe Wyoming is a real state. Midwest people, check in with me. I need to know that there's something out there. I need to know there's something out there. I never met nobody from the Midwest. Other than that,
you know what I mean? Protect your health, protect your wealth, you know what I mean? Drink water, save the bees, and we out of here to the next conversation.
Wyoming isn't a real state. Oh, my God.
I'll be honest.